Well, it's okay. It's 7 is our board.
Okay, that's recording.
So we're good.
Recording in progress.
Okay, let me get the applicant. They're all in the conference room.
Shh.
Want to change it up a little bit? The agenda to take care of these guys and let them go? Can we do that, Peter?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, can we do that?
I'll help you.
Special planning board meeting, Tom Monroe, November 22, 2021, to come to order. First item on the agenda seems to be amongst the missing. Who do we have also there?
For the moment.
They're in the building, they're just not in the room.
Leonard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Teresa Stewart.
Excuse me?
You're up.
Teresa Stewart.
Unless you're not ready, we can go get the first.
No, that's fine. So,
trying to save you some time.
So, what's the question?
Luke Michaels with Michaels Group Homes. So, we have a lot in Winterberry Lane, which we are trying to put in a small easement and a dry well to collect some stormwater for the rear of the property. There were some grade changes to the site with house elevations, septic system locations, other existing homes that are there with fences and pools and whatnot that is in the way of our previous drainage path, so we have to create an area for the water to go, which would be a small dry well in the back left-hand corner of lot number 2. So in order to install that, we would want to add an easement along that left-hand side of the property, so the HOA can access that drywall for future maintenance. All the stormwater areas in Winterberry are maintained by the Homeowners Association. Homeowners Association is set up. They're already maintaining the storm ponds on site. So this would just be a small addition to what they already are maintaining.
I love small maps, but can you possibly let me know where lot 2 is located in the development?
I gave you...
No, I have a map. I just can't tell where it's located there. Yeah.
This lot number 2.
There's your entrance.
Do you have the other section map?
No. I don't think so. Nope. No. So that's down on the far end?
Yeah, it's on the other end.
Because you said the low end, and I'm like, okay, that's the high end up here. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Lot 2. See it?
Okay, here we go. Thank you. So lot 2 is it's upside down. That might help. Yeah, see, there's upside down. Okay.
So are you taking this lot out or just adding these?
Yep, the lot is staying. You just want to add
the
easement
along the initial
along the left hand side of that property line.
And the drywall will be located
in the back.
In the back there, that's where they're in.
Yep. And that will collect all the water from this lot as well as the lot next door.
Yeah, I think there was a pool installed too, right, that affected the grade?
Yeah, so where the water was originally intended to go, there's now fencing, a garden, a pool, and other issues in the way, septic systems.
How'd that happen?
Well, it's a private house.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
It's a private home.
We have an occurrence with it elsewhere. We have an occurrence with it elsewhere in the same subdivision. Lot owners or homeowners are literally undertaking improvements. They own the lot before the subdivision ends.
All right, but if there's a stormwater system. All right, system, obviously. Some of them are just grassy swales.
Yep.
That's put in to act as a stormwater for the development. It should be on the deed that that area is restricted for revision, right?
Yes, but this would be a private property. In a lot of cases, you can see on that map, because that's a great map, lot 3 drains over lot 2, and lot 2 drains over lot 1.
This is why I'm asking, is because going forward in the future,
yeah.
What I'm getting the feeling here is if somebody sets up something like you have here, mm-hmm. lot 3 drains to 2 and then to 1,
yep.
That we can expect that this is not going to be the case.
Absolutely. Should be reviewed for additional permits that might be happening, whether it's a pool, a fence, things like that. Those things should be taken into consideration, because at that point, it's a homeowner submitting for those improvements and not the developer.
Correct. Okay, so when the homeowner came in for a permit for a swimming pool, what you're saying is the building inspector didn't look at the site plan and say, ooh, you can't do that there because that's part of the stormwater plan.
I'm not necessarily saying that, but there are things in the way there, and I think the water could potentially still get there for the most part, but I think this is just an abundance of caution in case the water can't get there, or in case it's winter conditions and things are frozen and it's not working exactly as it should.
Well, for the record, I'm not concerned. I appreciate what you're doing there, and I don't have a problem with that. All right. But like we had another development in front of us that wanted to treat the water off of some of the buildings with these low spots in the backyard. And I mentioned it at that time, what's to keep the homeowner from saying, hey, I don't like that wet spot, I'm just going to fill it in. And they were like, oh, no, it's part of the site plan. Well, yeah. What you're telling me is that doesn't really restrict that? Like, you're saying you have no control over it.
Right.
Okay.
I wouldn't at that point. Once the property is transferred, I have no right or approval.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, there is kind of an interim period in this subdivision that's right now. There is a subdivision-wide SWIP, you know.
Right, of course. That's
permit.
Yeah.
And it's open. And it stays open until the notice of termination is issued. And the notice of termination is not issued until the final lot is sold and the soils are stabilized.
So to me, then, that means that the developer still has an overbearing responsibility for the stormwater systems being
not
operated.
Not when it comes to permit, though, because the permit stays with the lot, not the developer.
Okay.
So that's the drainage.
Well, the permit?
The permanent stormwater.
Yes.
Yeah, so that stays with the lot,
yes.
Not the person itself.
Okay.
This is an unusual situation, and in this case, what we want to do is establish an easement.
See, in my opinion, this is a weakness in the system.
Yeah.
The homeowner's not at fault. You know, nobody's at fault. It just there's no way to accommodate, you know, this kind of an occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put a pool in on property they own.
And what's the homeowners? Is it like an active group, or is it just kind of
The association?
Yeah.
Well, the association is in place right now. We're still managing the HOA, but eventually we'll turn over everything to the HOA, and they'll manage it.
But they're not going to be managing this stormwater system on private properties.
Correct.
They only manage the part that's in the HOA-owned properties.
That's correct.
So what I'm trying to get a grip on here is, do we need to, in the future, ask a developer to put a deed restriction on the deed before it's sold? It said there's certain areas on your lot that you can't do something with without...
Well, I would say maybe, but also what could happen is if there is a permit for a fence or a pool or something like that, it should be recognized that this area is involved with the stormwater, the grading, the plan. And if a pool is put in, then arrangements need to be made for the grading to work around the pool.
Right.
Something like that.
That's correct.
It's like a
exactly.
Yeah.
Has lot two already been sold? Or
yes, it has.
Are these people aware of this?
Yes. Yes, they are. We've had a meeting on site and went through the entire...
As a matter of fact, they want it, Mike, because they want to get rid of the pond.
So was that part of the building permit process, that they knew things were going to change around here?
Yes. Yes, as part of the final CO, we have a temporary CO on the property, and until we can have this straightened out and stamped and finished, then it'll be final.
So it was captured, that's why it's here.
Yeah.
I think I have a question for Mr. Martin on this one. I've heard that the proposal is going to affect the stormwater. Has it gone back to consultant, or is it necessary to go back to consultant for his review?
It has not gone back to the consultant. In my opinion, just my opinion, you are obviously free to do what you want. I don't think it needs to go back to the consultant. I think this is a relatively... minor change. It did rise to the level of coming back to the board for your approval because we are changing the plan, but I don't think it rises to the further level to have a LaBerge review.
Well, if we're changing something our engineers review, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
We
go to our professional engineers and then we come back here as a board and say no, we don't agree with that. I think this should probably at least be brought back to them. My opinion.
And we're hoping not to go on, that's for sure. Okay, board, so there's controversy. What do you want to do? Well, everybody speak at once.
I'll make a motion to send back to the version of rules.
Motion has been made to resubmit stormwater to our consultants to review.
Right.
Due to the minor change to the motion. Go ahead and second. No second motion. Motion dies.
Okay.
Do anything else you want to do, Mark?
So, question of the applicant. This change doesn't in any way affect any other parts of the stormwater control system?
No. Okay. No, it doesn't affect any other stormwater ponds, management, anything like that. It's specifically for any water that's going to be in this backyard and
in the access way, it's so that the HOA can service it. So the HOA is going to own the system, but not the land.
Correct.
Board, anything further?
I'll make a motion to approve this amendment.
Conditions, stipulations? I guess not. Motion has been made to approve the change to Woodbury subdivision. To the motion, do I have a second?
I'll second it for discussion.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'm still trying to wrap my head around this a little bit. So what you're telling me is that if we prove this tonight, it's still not fine. Is there anything to keep the homeowner on lot number 2 from building a fence that blocks the access for the HOA to get to the new revised stormwater system that was blocked by somebody else putting a pool where they shouldn't have?
Well, I think that tonight with putting an easement on the property, we established that it is for access. Should the HOA ever need access over that, there should be arrangements, whether it be, if it's a fence, be it a gate, whatever the case may be, to be able to gain access to it. The HOA is going to have a right to access
that. So
that
easement
property
is on the deed.
Yeah, really, yes. This will be filed.
That's all I need to know.
Yep.
Go ahead. Board, any further discussion?
I'm good.
If not, I don't really think this is too controversial. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
One. Abstention? Motion carries. I have a
5-1.
4-1.
4-1.
4-1. Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
He wants to cut and run. Anything else for him? If not, what's going to happen this evening? It's going to be Saratoga Mine Check. You have one of those. I hope so.
Good evening. My name is Ray Appy. I appreciate you setting aside some time for us this evening. We were here in front of you in September. That's the month that we submitted our application for a project to construct a carbon fertilizer production facility in the industrial park in Monroe. We are back here in front of you this November with an updated and, I would say, pretty darn close to the final site plan. You're also in receipt of our DEC permit applications for air and solid waste handling. Just for awareness, I have a few folks in the room joining me here tonight in case questions come up that would be better fielded by them. I have John Munter of Munter Enterprises in case we have any construction or constructability or site development related questions. John could be very helpful with that. We have Charles Dumas, our attorney, And we have also with us Chad Stewart from 3T Architects. So we have the designer of the facility here in the room tonight, as well as a few other good and supportive people. So with that, I'd like to turn it over first to Matt Huntington from Studio A Landscape Architecture to take you through our updated site design. We'll go from there. Before we get into that, I guess I would deference to you. I'd ask if you have any initial questions or anything you want to be sure that we cover.
Well, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Good evening, Matt Huntington with Studio A. The last time we were here, we had a very preliminary site plan that we put in front of you. We have since updated a layout plan, grading plan, and prepared a stormwater management pollution prevention plan that has been submitted. I'm not sure if Roberta's had any comments on it back yet, but we haven't seen it in to date. Currently, the site plan as it stands remains very similar to the last iteration, where trucks and employees and passenger cars will be entering the site here. There's a truck scale at a central location here that vehicles can get by either side of it that's weighed in. Trucks will then go around the rear of the building, either delivery trucks with a file solid material on the rear of the building, and then pull into a receiving pit in this area. So the majority of the truck circulation is through here. They pull in the air, they reverse back in here, and then they come back out. Most of the passenger car circulation for employees and visitors will use this employee lot over here, and then they'll circulate back out this way. The lower road here you see is just it's going to be a gravel maintenance access road. It's not really part of the main traffic circulation. Currently, there's municipal sewer and water on site that we plan to access as part of this. That was put in as part of the industrial park when that was constructed, utilities-wise. And from a stormwater perspective, the site was graded and divided into a few multiple drainage sub-catchments in the rear of the building here. All the stormwater for the 1-for-100-year storm is going to be infiltrated subsurface in a series of infiltrators here and here. The results of the soil borings that happened on the site were pretty good sandy soil. Groundwater was at depths of 10 feet or so. So the other site's ideal for infiltration. It's a pretty simple stormwater plan. And in the front of the building, we have two infiltration basins that will be kind of grass, green space, landscaping areas. We control all of our post-development stormwater flows equal to or less than what's existing out there, which again, as I said, with the sandy soils there, it's almost difficult to even make puddles on the site. So from that perspective, we pretty much handled everything on that end, and I'll leave it open to you guys. Do you have anything site question-wise?
How wide
is that gravel road in the back?
This road right here, this is a 12-foot wide access road. It's not meant for, traffic circulation, simply maintenance road.
No, I was just thinking ingress, egress with fire apparatus, if we had to get around the back side of that or something. So
yeah, certainly. Okay. Yeah, there's ample opportunity to get around.
Okay, so it'll be a good base on the road and stuff like
that? Oh, yeah, it's going to be gravel, but it'll be 12 inches of salt base. It's a lot of stabilization, of course.
Okay. All the time.
Yeah. I think that.
Yeah, good. That would be great. Is there going to be any hydrants around the back side of that?
Currently, we don't have any hydrants on site, but that's something that hasn't been vetted all the way yet. We need to get the fire department. See, I believe there's a hydrant, I think what direction is the west of here on the road here. That
this
is where Hexion is right here.
Okay, yep. So you had plans to meet with them before the fire?
Yeah, certainly.
Because of the shoot. So.
And the fire protection engineering on the building is still yet to be designed.
Okay.
From my understanding.
Good.
I believe that's
right. Yeah. Great. Good. Thank you.
You show a faint circle on the west side of the building. Is that where the stack is? Is there a stack?
These are storage silos.
No, I meant them. There's another circle shown to the right of those silos. Is that where the...
this area? Is that what we're looking at?
It's a sulfuric acid tank.
Yeah, that must be it. Right here, the sulfuric acid tank. Most of the stuff in this area is all material storage for the function.
Is there a stack?
Yeah.
Yes.
How tall?
Building height is about 45 feet. The stack will come out above that. Andrew, how high do we need to be above the...
Well, currently, we have a dispersion model with a 75-foot tall stack. Okay.
That's strictly exhaust, the statute talking about?
Correct.
Is that going to be all fenced in, the mechanical fence?
Yeah, right now this is actually a retaining wall that kind of enclosed this area because this portion of the building is a little bit higher. So access back here, I mean, is really only for employees or, you know, maintenance vehicles if you're coming in there. There's no reason to have any visitors back in this area.
So what kind of, you're going to have it open just at the one end?
Yes, back in this area for access.
What other agencies are involved with licensing on something like this?
That I'll have to turn back over to Ray or Bryce for the full licensing. I can only really speak on the site then.
So, just DEC for our environmental permits, the town and row obviously for our site plan approval, and that's it. Obviously, we'll be talking with fire to be sure we have that covered. We need to make sure that the sewer district that we're going to work with can handle the effluent, that there'll be no surprises there.
Shouldn't be a problem.
And the effluent that's entering the sewer, there's nothing in that that could be an issue as far as feeding back into the sewer system. Obviously, you're taking stuff.
Correct. It's all the answer came from, right?
Kind of recycling, yeah, exactly. Minus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I asked you last time, and I'm sorry, I wrote
you
it down.
You don't have to register the fertilizer. You have to register the fertilizer unless it's fertilizer itself.
Does that register with DEC or
Adam? That is also DEC, yeah. We'll get a beneficial use determination on the fertilizer itself.
Well, then you're getting right to where I was. What is the nutrient content again on that expected? I know it depends on the source material, but...
5 to 10 points of the nitrogen, phosphorus, and calcium. But there's also micronutrients in it as well, that is NPK is roughly that.
You got all three of my questions. Good job.
How long does it take to get these permits?
I'm sorry.
How long does it take to get these DEC permits?
Well, that's an interesting question. So we had a productive meeting with Region 5 last week, and the review of our application so far seems very favorable. We received a notice of incomplete application already, which is unusually fast, like the day after our meeting, which we were all kind of surprised. And the only thing requested in it is that they will need the town's secret determination. And it sounds like, of course, I can't speak for them, but that's it. That's the gating item. So actually, one of our asks here today, my understanding is that, you know, normally a planning board kind of issues a site plan approval and a secret determination maybe in the same breath, so to speak, in light of the DEC's letter, which I provided to Jim. Perhaps that's something we could ask for in advance. That's my understanding, and Charles advised me is that it's not necessary that they be done at the same time. So that would be one of our asks this evening, and maybe Andrew could break that down a little bit for us.
Yeah, so Andrew, most folks are on the environmental versus thing with the DEC permit applications. So as Ray mentioned, with the DEC, part of their completeness process is all the things that require your application, so the engineering report, facility manual, the air models, and all that. But they also need, SEAKER has to be closed for them to have a complete application because they don't want to do their second full review and issue permits for something that hasn't completed SEAKER yet. So as the lead agency being the planning board, the only item in their notice of incomplete was the SEAKER determination. And once they have that, they'll be incomplete in their administrative process, and it'll proceed to the technical review, and that technical review typically takes typically anywhere like up to 6 months. Based on this meeting that we had, that they said, and with the notice of incomplete only having the one item, possibly a 2 to 3 month window for issuing permits, and the issuing of permits would be conditioned on having an actual site plan approval. So because this is in the industrial park that underwent the generic environmental impact statement, back when it was developed, that established thresholds and did the initial baseline reviews. It's our opinion that there's enough information that's been submitted that the board could make its secret determination, or if there's additional information, we'd ask for what that would be to do that ahead of the site plan approval.
Board, any other questions?
Who has oversight after approval, after the facility goes into production? You talk about DEC for permitting. Is DEC going to come in and do tests oversight as far as that goes.
Yeah, so I'll expand on that.
Yeah,
so, for example, with like the air permit, as submitted, we submitted for the full proposed build out. You know, this is a three line facility,
right.
Proposing to do three lines, but it's going to be built sequentially, one line, two line, three line. So as submitted for the full build out, it's below the thresholds of a major facility, what they call a major facility in terms of air emissions. They did have a level of comfort that it's going to be built sequentially, because right now the emission models are based on bench scale tests, laboratory data, and modeling. So once the first line is built, there are going to be permit conditions for actual stack testing to verify those emission factors that were used in the models. And since the full build-out was projected to be below major facility thresholds, certainly one line is going to be well below major facility thresholds, and then those emission factors can be verified, and tweaks need to be made to ensure that when it goes to two and three, it stays below major facility thresholds. DEC is going to have involvement. Both permits, air permit and solid waste permit, have permit terms. Typically, they issue those for 5 or 10 year permit terms. They have to be reviewed and renewed at those permit terms. In between those times, any substantial change or proposed change to the facility has to get approved by the DEC. So they're not going to be an approved and go away agency.
Right.
They're going to have, they tend to put more restrictions at first, and then once they gain a level of confidence, so they might require stack testing every year for the first 5 years, and then once they get a level of comfort that it's consistent, they might back it off every other year, every third year, something like that. But they're going to be involved, consistently.
Okay, thank you.
So we last saw this in August. They were to be on the September agenda, and they asked for, a removal. But at the August meeting, we did do the, we did authorize a coordinated review, and the letters did go out. We had them sent to DEC, DOT, Saratoga County Planning, County IDA, and the City of Glens Falls. So there were, we had five agencies we reached out to. I think, if memory serves, the only two I got back were DEC and DOT consenting to their lead agent request.
That's typical.
Yeah. And we haven't done a public hearing yet in the event you're interested in doing that.
It's up to the board, isn't it? Silence is definitely.
I'm trying to wrap my head around if I understood. It sounded like you guys were looking for seeker as quick as possible in order to get it to be.
I didn't mean to intimate that we're in a rush.
No,
all I wanted to say was that if
it's
we could have...
Business, don't worry about it.
just that they don't necessarily need to be issued at the same time. It would be helpful to tax that whatever your time frame is, of course. That said, tonight would be fine.
Well, I understand. I mean, every time's of the essence for everybody. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the sequence we have to follow.
Sure.
I would say this, and I don't know if this. It's hard to figure out how to word this. I'll blur it right out. How's that? I think that if we were not to do a public hearing on this, we would probably wish we had.
Our task always has been to go to public hearing.
Yeah.
My difference on this one is we will.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think that's a given. With that said, that affects our timing and seeker.
Sure.
All right. So,
Mr. Martin, the letters have gone out to all the agencies, and we've had a response from two.
Yeah, and the 30 days have certainly passed.
Okay.
And then I think we have if you're considering December, I think we have a placeholder for PUD on Route 9.
Yes.
Yes.
At the first time slot that we typically do, I think 7:01.
Yep.
For the December meeting, but other than that, we have no other public hearings.
I think we had another one from last meeting.
from what we got.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yes. You're correct.
The other question I have is, has the stormwater from this project gone out to the town engineer?
No. And the only thing holding it up is the, you can see that the funds for the escrow. I think they might have been mailed, but
they were mailed. You should be in receipt by now.
I haven't been in since Thursday, so
it's probably here. But yes,
probably here. So if that's the case, then it's just a matter of the account will be established, and I can send it off to the engineer tomorrow.
So what's your feel? Would that be back in time for a public hearing next month?
Yeah, typically on that first comment letter, we get those within 2 or 3 weeks after the material is mailed off.
Okay.
Jim, could we have a couple meetings next month and schedule the public hearing before this one?
You could. Just to let you know how it works, we typically wait to see how many applications come in on the first Monday, and then that dictates, the need for, a second meeting. I've been pretty busy. We got a lot of things in the hopper still, so I think it's a better chance than not that we're going to have two meetings, but that's just a guess.
Well, then would it be favorable tonight to schedule a public hearing before the 20th?
Let's see here. I just want to count the days. We had a meeting on the 13th. We got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Cool.
Why would I have to have the notice stuff? Because we'd have to have the notices to the paper on December 3rd. That could be done.
How's the board feel about that?
Why would we do...
Or you could do the 27th,
the 2nd Monday instead of the 4th.
I'm just thinking Christmas.
Is that because of the holiday?
Yeah, the 27th. That's kind of on people here. I know you won't see me, so I'm the 27th. I don't know what the rest of it is. It's a Christmas weekend, so. Probably you guys don't want to be here either, right?
Oh, we'll make ourselves available whatever works for you right here.
I can soon see it go earlier than later.
Yeah, we got the Harrison Avenue apartments at 706 on the 20th.
So if we were to schedule that for the 13th, then the engineer would definitely have to get on
it.
We can't close it.
I think we're better off on the third Monday.
Just to be sure we can have those comments back. I mean, as it is, the comments may come back with discrepancies and then corrections have to be made, and then we have to move.
So we're going to have 3 public hearings on the 20th?
It's not the first time that's happened.
And 2 of them aren't likely to have a whole lot of public.
Okay.
I mean, really, in all honesty, even this particular project, I'm not sure how much of the public is public and how much of it is project related. So,
and someone seems to get bogged down. I mean, if we got all this stuff coming, then I think the 13th would be.
So, if you work, what do you want to do? Everybody at once?
I'll get that down once. I'll make a motion to go for a public hearing on the 13th.
Motion has been made to hold a public hearing for Saratoga Mine Shaft on the 13th. The motion, do I have a second?
I'll make a second. But what's the time?
7:01 p.m. would be available that
night. Okay.
That would make them first on the agenda.
Motion then made, second. Further discussion?
The only other thing I would usually that would be a special meeting that night because your regular meeting is the 20th, so you'd have to.
I'd have to have a motion to hold a special.
Correct.
I can't hold a motion in the middle of a motion.
Yep. Just point that out.
All right. No further discussion. I don't think this is really too controversial. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, now I have one other housekeeping thing I have to do. Since I will discuss it for the hearing for the safety in that meeting, I need a motion to hold a special meeting on the 13th.
I'll make a motion to hold a special meeting on December 13th, 7 p.m.
Motion been made to hold a special meeting on the 13th due to the anticipated amount of applications being received. To the motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Mike? Motion to have a second in the further discussion? Again, I don't think that was too controversial. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Okay.
I saw the parking lot full and I swore I missed the public hearing somewhere. Been mad.
I just want to be sure we can answer any questions we have. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
I don't. That was it.
You want some cotton rum?
Thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate
your time.
Arner Road extends from Bluebird Road down through the industrial park. We're looking at this parcel here to develop for our light industrial building. Projects within the M1 zone. The use associated with this building is a cannabis growing facility, which is a light industrial use and has been determined on previous application when we were trying to put this in a C1 zone that this is an allowable use within the zone under site plan review. The existing lot generally was forest, and I believe some of those trees are down. This is an image from 2018. We haven't completed an updated survey, but in general, the site is relatively flat, excellent sandy soils. Site plan. The center looking for was a 30,000 square foot building just to orient the board. North is now to the left as opposed to the previous view when north was up. So along the top of the screen, continuing in a north-south direction is Farmer Road. Corporate Circle is the cul-de-sac that would come off of Farmer Road to provide access to four lots. We're looking at developing one of those lots, a 2.7 roughly acre parcel. 30,000 square foot building, 45-50 parking spaces. Off of Corporate Place, we have tractor trailer delivery access to the rear of the building, as well as our trash enclosures and service areas. The building will be serviced by the municipal sewer, municipal water. Stormwater management will be managed either on site with on site water quality, and then contribute to a combined off-site system that was developed for the industrial park, or this leg of the industrial park. Trying to get clarification on the original approvals of exactly how those numbers work together, but certainly as we progress these plans and they get forwarded on to LaBerge for their engineering and stormwater review, that will certainly be vetted out and be able to provide that information to the town and to LaBerge. I believe this is a fairly straightforward application. It is a light industrial building within an established light industrial park. This is where the town is promoting this type of use, this type of facility. As everyone's aware, we have proposed this out on Route 9 amongst another mixed use. We heard loud and clear the board's opinion of this use on that property, and I think it was even suggested by several members, go to the industrial park, that's where we want it. So we found a piece of land in the industrial park. We're proposing the identical use, identical building at this location. We're here tonight to start the site plan review process. I will say the plans are very preliminary at this stage, as we want to get some feedback from the board on what studies, if any additional studies, are going to be needed. This land that we are looking at was part of a previous seeker determination for the expansion of the Moreau Industrial Park, so things like traffic, sewer, water usage were all looked at that point in time. I think we will find as we move forward, we're going to be within the standards that were set by that seeker determination. And I'm sure this board can go through and either make a new seeker determination or find that it's compliant with the original seeker determination once we get there. I know we've got to go through some engineering, some public hearings, and all the good stuff like that, but want to put that out on the table. So we're here tonight to address any questions or concerns the board may have, so we can continue. Thank you.
I'm confused where these lots are. Are they toward the end of the existing road right now?
Yes. Who's going to put in the road, Joe?
That's my question.
This is the existing road ends here in cul-de-sac.
That's FTN?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Road ends here. The road will have to be extended at least down to the new cul-de-sac. That's something we're working out with the current property owner, exactly how that road's going to be put in. Certainly this project will have to pay for a portion of that road, but the logistics of that are being worked out. There is a design for that road with stormwater management that's already built and approved, basically a phase plan, so it doesn't require any additional review. It's just going to require a construction permit and oversight by the town for the installation of that road.
Okay.
But yes, it will have to be put in as part of this project.
Okay. All right.
Or prior to this project.
Yeah. So we're going to need approval for the water, sewer, and all that has to be extended to.
That is already part of the road extension. The water and sewer was getting extended as part of that. And my understanding that the sewer and water usage within this area has already been approved by the town for the industrial park. Again, something we've got to go through and confirm, but there should be very little request or there should not be any request for extension of water districts and sewer districts. Yeah. That was all done under a previous
application. I think it's part of the district. It just hasn't been put in.
Correct.
Right.
You don't have any exceptional water needs for this, outside of.
No, we're running like 3,000 gallons a day for sewer and water, which is.
Yeah, minimal.
Yep.
It's equivalent to 10 houses, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So which is consistent with an industrial park.
Yeah, 10 houses, yeah. So yep. I was just curious. I was looking at it, and I'm looking at it here, and I'm like.
They need a road.
Yeah, they need a road. Okay. Yeah.
They need a road, and then, we'll work out the logistics.
Right.
So I had a note from my previous review of this map, and what you just said contradicted what I figured, so I might want to ask you this. You're expecting to take tractor-trailer deliveries to your shipping and receiving entrance?
It is accommodated. Typically, we would not have anything more than like a 30-foot box truck.
Okay, so I'm gonna argue right now that the design as it exists is not accommodated for tractor-trailers. That's why I was asking. The design of the hammerhead and all, unless you're planning on backing them off a corporate place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is it's an industrial park road. I assume that you could pull up and back in off of that low-use user road.
So when they do the road, Joe, are you going to do both legs of the cul-de-sac there?
And again, that's something we might have to work out. We may put in a temporary road until the rest of the park and leave these four lots get developed. There's potential that this use could expand and occupy all four lots over time, and that road would never need to be built. So I don't know. We don't want to go and build everything at that cul-de-sac at this time, just enough to get us in and out of the site.
Is this going to be right next to the biochar?
No.
I think we're one lot removed.
No, they're one lot removed. He's got the... They're up in...
There at the curve.
Here and up?
Yes, right
am
there.
Am I right with that, or are they above the other
cul-de-sac? Right where your pen is.
Yep. Okay, so they're right at the cul-de-sac.
Correct.
Right before the pump station.
Which joke.
Okay, because that's where that rope goes to the side here, I believe.
But actually, if you recall, Mike, the road that's going into biochar is also the side road for the solar array. Yeah. The driveway for the solar array.
Right. That's why I just don't know about this other road right now. But like he said, because,
Ideally for the property owner, the bio cell and the light industrial building go in and that entire industrial park starts taking off and we get user after user in there and it all gets built out and it's done.
Yeah.
I think that's good for the owners, good for the town, good for the entire area.
So right now the town does not own the lots.
Correct.
No. I think the town owned lots are basically in the upper right hand corner. There's a couple, I think.
Okay.
Up in that area is town owned, but the rest is owned by an LLC.
Just looking at this.
But it's still part of the industrial park.
Correct.
Correct.
Is that traffic info available from the GDIS or not?
Yep. This is all done. Yep.
Yeah,
I probably have to go down the archives to pull it out, but they're almost done.
Because all of a sudden, the solar company isn't going to have any users, but no. They're going to have employees. I know it's all accounted for.
I think with the two uses that are proposed so far, certainly the solar array is a third, but the two active ones in terms of actually having, regular traffic, I think they're well within the parameters of the original.
You probably want to see that.
Yep, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, and certainly we'll provide trip generation numbers to make sure we're consistent with the original study.
Yeah, perfect.
Why so many parking spaces?
We're figuring during shift change, We could need parking for 40 to 45 people. There could be 20 or so people working in the facility at one time during a shift change and full operation.
So you think about
two shifts or three? Good-sized employer for the town.
Oh, yeah.
Good-paying jobs. Yeah. What the town needs to know.
The question was two, three shifts?
Yeah, two shifts.
Two shifts.
I think it's ideal. It's a win-win for the town because Saron is still interested in the Route 9 site, and they're exploring other options there, as I understand it. But yet, we do retain this business that was planned for there in the industrial park where it should be.
It's what the original grant was made for, the $1 million grant to build that industrial park to provide jobs.
Yes.
For the industrial there. So
it's a good employment, or generator.
What do you think
for
security, like fencing?
The laws are going to write that
okay. For
us, whether or not, or whether outdoor cameras are involved with it, meaning on the perimeter of the property. I know Massachusetts has that, but it's inside is like a medical facility.
Yeah.
You can't be out of sight of two cameras. So at all times, you have to be able to get caught by two cameras in the operation.
But you'll have you're not gonna have a badge gate to go into the
No, they just so good question though, because no, the facilities that I visited were not gated. Some of them whenever they were up against whatever neighboring property that may have been near, I don't know, bike paths or something like that were gated.
Could you state your name for the? Because I don't know.
Sorry, Anthony Serrano.
So they know when she goes to do the type thing.
Because I went back there today, and I work for National Grid, and ATV use is very prevalent out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
There's like seven right-of-ways that lead to that substation. So something to think about.
But I could very well be written into New York State's law.
Okay.
To be completely gated off, yes, with code access, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, just something to think about because
we need it just for our self-storage. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can imagine
you have to people, security people there 24/7, I believe, correct?
I don't know about that. I don't know about security. There being any security guards, I just think that that's the reason for the entire site being cameraed. Every vehicle that leaves on a shipment is GPS tracked. With a tracer car.
Have you been to Chestertown?
I'm sorry?
Have you been to Chestertown and did that?
The E-Tang?
E-Tang.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah.
So there's an item on this to the south of your proposed site that says off-site stormwater management area. Can you explain that?
So, and this is something we are trying to get a better understanding on, is this is designed as part of this phase of the industrial park to take runoff from the roads, and my understanding is from the lots. However, we may need to treat water quality volume on our own lots before it's added into the combined system for the road. This is designed, we did not design it, that's part of what was designed in the previous
And it's on another lot.
Correct.
It's also several generations ago of the regs.
Right. So that's not, I mean, I don't mind if that's part of the plan of the park. It's just it's on somebody else's lot.
Correct.
Sooner or later, somebody might want to develop that, and they're going to have a stormwater.
I got to look back. This was approved as part of.
So that leads me to my next question: is if for some reason this is a shadow of the past that goes away. Do you have room on your site to treat the stormwater from your project on your own site?
Yes, we do have ample room on the site to do all of our own stormwater.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot better than these giant basins. That is way overthinking.
Right. But it is approved, and that's why I'm saying what we do when we have these large combined basins, we come in under the new regs, we have to do all of the water quality treatment on our property, and then it would all discharge to a larger basin. That's typically how those regulations fit together.
And I'll just make a statement based on my previous question for you 20 minutes ago. I don't know that I'm super comfortable with the concept of planning the back trucks in off the road. I know it's an industrial park. It's not Route 9. All right, I get that. But for very little bit of design, you could put a turnaround in there where you can pull a tractor trailer and back it up to the loading thing and pull out. Now, it doesn't mean you have to put it in now. You said right now you're looking at 30-foot trucks. You could always put in a little line that says proposed, you know, addition if tractor trailers become, you know what I mean?
It's
right now, you're probably right. It's no big deal. But if those other three lots develop and all of a sudden you have 50 or 60 cars coming in for people coming to work and all that, a tractor trailer back in there might not be such a great plan.
So it's a cost, I don't want to say a cost analysis, but it's also it's an analysis of do we want the additional impervious area on the site, creating the need for more stormwater management for the purpose of maneuvering tractor trailers on site.
You're talking about a patch of asphalt about 20 feet long.
It's 20 feet wide by 120 feet long in order to make that accommodate a tractor trailer turning maneuver. It's actually quite a large area. It's something we can look at. We can accommodate it. I was trying to reduce impervious on the site so that we could use other existing impervious. I know I've been in very urban areas. I do a lot of, town center type of redevelopments where you have, say, a significant amount of restaurants, and those restaurants are being serviced right from the main thoroughfares or backing in through drive-throughs off of the main road in order to be able
and
to accommodate.
The truck driver and the people in the cars waiting for them would love for there to have been better planning. Okay? But this is the reason I'm bringing it up now is because this is ink on paper, and it's so much easier to make. Like I said, I may be the only one that's concerned with truck backing in, and if I am, then that's good for you, okay? I'm just saying that I would be, even if my concern does prevail, I'd be happy with just a note on the map that says this could be used for in the future, you know.
Can I jump in on that a little bit? Yeah. Just my experience in being around industrial parks and everything, that's the reason they're built like they are, and you find a lot of tractor trailers, that's what they do. Is they use the road to back in there because it's an industrial park. It's not a residential area. I know you go over into Johnstown and zip up into there on your way down to Fonda, and there's buildings out there tracking trailers backing in and out, in and out, in and out. And if they see a car in there, they'll just chase them right up. It's just like, get the hell out of here. You don't belong here. We're here to work. And that's what an industrial park is, you know. I don't want to disagree with you, John, but I don't think it's something that's really needed because I think the roads are built for trucks to move in and out. That's my opinion. So
okay.
Then we have to look at are we going to make provisions here for this applicant to the detriment of the other applicants and they can come along? Or do we look ahead and say let's solve the problem before it gets out of hand?
I can say if you go to Geyser Park, down where Quad Graphics, Ball Metal, everything else, there's no trucks packing in off of the main transportation roads. They pull into the ball canning facility and they have a spot there that they back in from. So they get them off the main road. Now, like I said, right now it seems like a stupid argument. You look at the picture, it's a bunch of trees. Okay, but if those other three lots develop on that cul-de-sac, it could become a bit of an issue. I hope it becomes an issue. I hope we have so many shipping and receivings that it becomes
a
big
great. We have a lot of
so stuff. All I'm asking is for a provision on the site plan that says if it's necessary, this is where it would go, and we could put it there. Okay, and I'm sure you look like a masterful engineer. I am sure that you can find a way to deal with that small added stormwater issue.
You can figure out almost anything.
Put in that green road thing, you know, that has the grid and the grass growing up in it and all, and you're all set, right?
I just did pervious block pavers for a tractor trailer turnaround on terrible soils. I think it was the worst idea in the world. DEC made me do it.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying put it in that. I'm not saying it has to be drawn and shaded here, but you can put a little dotted line that says if we did need it, this is where it would go.
Yeah.
And this is what we would have to do for stormwater to, you know, you can even draw a little dotted line, stormwater treatment portion that says this would be for if we put it in. And until there's a development of those other three sites, as far as I'm concerned, you can back in off the road. But that way, if for some reason in the future it does become an issue, all right, it's already, the provisions are already there and it can be handled like that.
Yep.
So you
understood.
You would be proactive. Isn't that awesome?
Always striving cutting edge.
Licensing on any of the exhausts on this or anything? I asked the same question of the biochar facility. Do you have DEC permitting for air quality releases or anything like that?
No, as far as my understanding goes, it's still to be written into the laws of New York State with these facilities as far as odor. Are you talking about?
Odor or
pollutants?
You said there's scrubbers for the odors. I meant any kind of exhaust that you're going to be emitting from the facility because it is a closed environment.
Yeah.
So?
No, not that I know.
Okay.
What's the timing on the state?
They're saying it's still now like 12 months.
Okay.
New York State, maybe so.
Which means 18.
I heard the earliest was this fall. You know, a year.
For licensing?
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
Joe, to modify the stormwater, who do you have to go through? Is it the town or is it the property owner? You know, like to move away from that, like.
I don't know the answer to that question. This is an improved site plan where they could come and pull building permits tomorrow and build exactly what is on there.
Okay.
I don't know that the landowner would want to modify an approved plan in order to build. I don't know the answer to that. It's something we can investigate, and I'm sure it's something that LaBerge is going to make us follow current standards as they exist today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Water, no.
Do you have to bring power down there? Will they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I bring all the utilities when they do the road, right?
Yeah, we have to
stand and utilities with that.
Yeah, I think that would have to be the underground power, right?
I believe the rest of the park is underground power down so far. Yeah, we continue that.
Is there an answer to yes there?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There is.
What is
there to use?
You're going to develop an industrial park, assuming you have three-phase power.
I don't know.
Gas.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to pull the old GEIS on this. It's down in the files. I've seen it. It's several books. I just got it. See if it's there.
I love reading those.
Yeah. Good cure for insomnia.
Do you need natural gas?
No. Most of the growing things is electricity, but I didn't know maybe for heat or something like that.
I mean, it's basically a general 30,000 square foot light industrial building rather than, don't think of it as a specialized environment for the solar.
are you on a, what's your time frame? Are you looking to advance on the preliminary next month or the month to follow? Or?
I'm going to need more than a week or two to pull detailed plans, probably looking at like the January submission.
Just for our new preliminary purposes.
I like the idea of creating jobs down there, you know?
Absolutely.
No, I think this is ideal.
Yeah. And I'd like to commend the applicant for taking that extra step to look into the potential use of park.
Yeah, thank you.
Sometimes applicants get like, this is what we propose, and then it becomes an argument instead of a process, and this is really not...
We had temporary television.
Yeah.
But yes. No, it would be a shame for this tenant to leave this town.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, creating these jobs would be great.
There's no plan for that, right?
No.
Plan on the building?
No, plan for the town. No.
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 Right now, it's
leaving the town.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, the planning board approves it in January.
So,
Oh, I hate those.
You've got approval.
Let's call green the impossible green.
Spring 2022. Would you start building without your license, or would you wait?
Spring 22, yeah, I don't know. That's,
I don't know how you could.
My stuff's ready, and I would love to. I mean, jumping the gun on that would be.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It would be so risky.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we would.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do that without knowing all the requirements. You might want yourself to that.
Especially when you're looking at extending out to the
building. I see what that's going to just get sort of a shallow building that, right. That's going to be some other usage, but I'd rather not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of infrastructure other than just the site plan.
Exactly.
Building roads that are previously.
Yeah, it's going to be a while
doing
that. I mean, that could take a year itself to get those into the ground. So those, I think at the most, you get the place pad ready and. Wait for the building permit to erect the building.
We got room for a public hearing on the 13th if you want to come.
No.
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 You're
just trying to limit the volume.
I'd love to see that happen.
Okay.
Excellent.
Everybody's been kind of upfront, and I have to give you a little more homework.
Okay.
As in consistent with all the others that have gone into the park, we're going to ask you to get in contact with the state for an update. Is there any change to their funny animals and funny plants?
Okay.
Now, we're not asking for a study or any contact. They have any knowledge of, as a part of the snake moved in or whatever.
Don't think any chipmunk. Yeah. Don't think any historical stuff has happened since the report was done last time. So.
No, they did that when they did this part.
Just in case something moved in.
Certainly.
How advanced is Biotone in their plans?
They're going to a public hearing, so
yeah.
Full detailed plans.
Okay. And so when's their plan to start?
They're going to be a while. He indicated. He's just indicated 4 to 6 months for a technical review of the air permit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the earliest they could have air permit approval would be June or July.
I heard they wanted soaking fertilizer.
It would have been great if they had picked a lot.
We're going to need them tractor trailers again.
Right. But one of the things they have to do in their air permitting to get a complete application is to have secret complete. So if the board does seeker next month, then they got a complete application and the time clock starts.
Okay. Yes, we're going to be almost if in the middle of that.
It's going to be busy on Farmer Road.
That's good.
I think the property owner there certainly has the equipment to do the work.
It's nice once they start going, they usually continue pretty good.
They do.
Nice to see you.
I do not.
Turn it on to square play. Do you have any further questions of us?
No, I think I'm all set. I think I know what the board's looking for. Look forward to coming back.
I look forward to giving you a hard time next time.
Have a nice night, Jim.
Yes, Jim, one thing.
Very activist, industrial park, to put it in.
Village.
Yeah.
No.
When?
Are you the mom's house? Friday?
Mr. Chairman, did we move to an adjournment? Are we adjourned?
Yes, we adjourned.
We could be back.